From the track now to the rink. Before Condoleezza Rice became Secretary of State, she was a Russia analyst. And before that, a serious figure skater. So that's why she was on familiar turf today at the ice rink of the Russian Army's Central Sports Club in Moscow. The venue seemed an apt conclusion to a visit that has highlighted how chilly U.S.-Russia relationships have become. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has our report from the Russian capital.
Secretary Rice has a history as a Cold War Kremlin watcher and today met with some of the officials rumored to be potential presidential candidates. Though she was careful not to tell reporters much about what she thought of them, she did voice her concerns about where Russia is heading.
There's too much concentration of power in the Kremlin. And I've told the Russians that. I've said it publicly before.
That was not the focus of her conversations with Russian President Vladimir Putin on this trip, but it was the focus of a meeting she had with democracy and human rights activists like Tanya Lokshina of Center Demos, who spoke to NPR as she was leaving the U.S. ambassador's residence.
We spoke about the disastrous situation with the freedom of media and the generally weak democratic institutions in this country, the judicial system that doesn't work, citizens of Russia not being able to find legal remedies and lots of problems that are so crucial to us.
Another participant at this roundtable, Vladimir Lukin, who is the Russian government's human rights ombudsman, added to the list of concerns.
I touched the problem of an extinguished Soviet syndrome in approaching to the problems of human rights and spoke about the brand new problems like terrorism and human rights, like new technology and eavesdropping and all this. Finally said that what is needed is dialogue.
Dialogue, but not lectures. But Lokshina wants to see Rice bring up these issues not just with human rights activists, but with the real power in the country, though she realizes America's influence these days is quite limited.
Let's say I hope that next time Secretary Rice comes to town, she'll come to town to speak about human rights and democracy to the Russian leadership.
The secretary has been careful to avoid any talk about Putin's future, despite the fact that Moscow is consumed with speculation that he will find some way to hang on to power after his term expires next year. He's even suggested becoming prime minister. Rice wouldn't comment. Asked today what she thinks of him, she offered only this.
I certainly always read him as somebody who was going to do what he thought was in the best interest of his nation and was going to be, in a sense, transparent about that. Where there have been differences, it's because I think we read those interests differently.
It was clear on this trip that the two sides are reading things differently when it comes to democracy, missile defense, other arms control issues in Iran. But while relations are frosty right now, Rice did get a warm welcome from some young Russians today, of all places, on the ice. Rice was a competitive figure skater as a teenager, but wouldn't show off her skills today. She said skating might not be like riding a bicycle, a skill you never forget, and she didn't want to take that chance in front of reporters and the figure skaters twirling around her. Instead, the Russians rolled out a carpet so she could step on and pose for pictures. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Moscow.